Good evening, everybody. As we all know, over the last couple of months, there has been a real need for social distancing. And as a result of that, many minyanim that used to have many, many people gathering in one location are now split up into many, many different locations. And there are a number of different halachic considerations that we need to think about. But one of them that I've noticed that I feel needs just a little bit of an update and reminder is about our obligation to stand before a Sefer Torah when we are in the presence of a Sefer Torah. As a result of the minyanim being sometimes in the shul, sometimes out of the shul, sometimes in a parking lot, sometimes in a classroom, sometimes in a gym, so we have many people, gabayim, who are walking from one location to the other, taking Sefer Torah out in the middle of a minyan, putting them back in the middle of a minyan, and the question then becomes, do we have to stand up for a Sefer Torah? When do we have to stand up for a Sefer Torah? And ultimately, I hope we'll get to the point as well of what is the halacha about standing up for Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah? And that is a very important issue that is very often overlooked and perhaps not given enough consideration to. So let us just begin from the sources of the Gemara itself. And that is primarily in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amad Beis, where the Gemara asks a very simple and obvious question. Ibai Lahu, Mahu Lamed Mipnei Sefer Torah. The Gemara wants to know, does one have to stand up in the presence of a Sefer Torah? The Gemara there quotes from a number of Amoraim that we have a Kal Vachomer. We obviously need to stand up for a Sefer Torah. How do we know that? Mipnei lomdeha omdim, if we have to stand up for somebody who learns Torah, because the pasuk says v'hadarta pnei zaken mipnei seva takum, if we need to stand up for somebody who learns Torah, mipaneha lo kol shekein, then certainly we need to stand up for the Torah itself. Somebody who studies Torah cannot be more worthy than the Torah itself than they study. And therefore, if the Torah mandates that we have to stand up for the lomed ha-Torah, then the Gemara surmises that it obviously means that we must also stand up for the Sefer Torah itself. Now, it so happens to be the Ran and other Rishonim and Achronim are bothered with the same question, and that is, the Gemara here seems to say that we obviously need to stand up for a Sefer Torah because we need to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. We have a Gemara Maseches Makos Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, which seems to say in the opposite direction, where the Gemara there writes, Kama tipshi shar inshi, how foolish people are, that when a Sefer Torah comes into the room, they all stand up, but when a Talmud Chacham comes into the room, they don't stand up. And the Gemara says, why are they foolish? After all, explains the Gemara, because the Torah itself says, Arba'im yakenu, the Torah says that when somebody violates an Avera, we have to give them 40 lashes, 40 malkas. And yet the Chachamim came along and said, it doesn't really mean 40, it only means 39. Doesn't that show you that the Talmud Chacham has more power than the written word of Torah itself? So the Gemara says, if you stand up for the Sefer Torah, then certainly you need to stand up for the Talmud Chacham, who seems to have even more power than the Sefer Torah itself. Well, doesn't that Gemara in Maseches Makos seem to indicate this is going in the opposite direction? That the premise started off as a Sefer Torah we obviously need to stand up for, and the Gemara says a Talmud Chacham is the Kol Shekein. And yet here in Kiddushin, the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham for sure needs to be stood up for, and we learn out from a Kal Vachomer that a Sefer Torah needs to be stood up for as well. This is a very interesting issue. It happens to be, I seem to remember, in the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg has a beautiful tshuva, an unfortunate tshuva, about somebody who is holding a Sefer Torah, and he trips over something, and he falls down. So now we need to pick up both the person as well as the Sefer Torah. And obviously we're dealing with a situation where he's not hurt, but he's just unable to get up on his own. He's not crying in pain, he's fine. And the question became, should they first assist the person to stand up, or should they first pick up the Sefer Torah? And he gets into this discussion. Do we assume that a Sefer Torah has more of a requirement for kavod? Or do we assume that a Talmud Chacham, who is the embodiment of everything that the Sefer Torah is, deserves more of our attention and more of our kavod? So that's a very interesting discussion, but it really boils down to both of these Gemaras that have this conversation about standing up for a Sefer Torah. The bottom line is, the Gemara says that you need to stand when you are in the presence of a Sefer Torah. Now, what does that mean? whenever I'm in the presence of a Sefer Torah, I need to be in an upright standing position. Is that correct? So let us go one halacha at a time. Let's break it down. When you have a Sefer Torah that is moving, so then the Rambam writes very clearly in Perek Yud from Hilchos Sefer Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this as well in Siman Reish Pei Beis. If you see a Sefer Torah kishuhu mahalech, if you see a Sefer Torah while it is in motion, while it is moving, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both say that is when you have an obligation to stand in its presence. Writes the Rambam, you have to stand until the Sefer Torah gets to its destination, or until it is out of my eyesight. Now, out of my eyesight does not mean that I turn around. Out of my eyesight means that the Sefer Torah was either brought out of the room, or it now is in a totally separate part of the room that I can no longer see because the room is configured in such a way. But as long as the Sefer Torah is in motion and it's still within my eyesight, I need to make sure that I stand in its presence. And the Mishneh Berurah even qualifies that further, and he writes that when we say this halacha, that one needs to stand in the presence of a Sefer Torah that is in motion, the Mishneh Berurah writes that you are not allowed to lean on anything at that time, because he says, smicha ki yeshiva le'inyin zeh. The Mishneh Berurah writes that leaning on something is the same as sitting down. So when it says that you have to stand, it means you absolutely have to stand while the Sefer Torah is in motion. And therefore the Mishneh Berurah writes in a small comment in the Shaar HaTzion, he quotes in the name of the Prima Gadim. What happens when the Sefer Torah is stationary? For example, says the Prima Gadim, what about when we do Haskaras HaNeshamos, when we say a Kel Malei on a Shabbos afternoon, or whenever somebody has Yahrzeit, we hold the Sefer Torah, but it's in a stationary position. In such a case, writes the Prima Gadim, one would not have to be standing at that point because the Sefer Torah is not in motion. The Sefer Torah is placed in one location. It is being held by the Gabbai or the Chazan or whoever it might be, and therefore there is no obligation to stand for the Sefer Torah at that time. So that's with regard to the Sefer Torah kishuhu mahalech. What about the Sefer Torah when we are reading from it, when we're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Vav Si'if Dalid, Shulchan Aruch there writes very clearly that we do not have an obligation to stand when we read from the Sefer Torah. Says the Rama, in the name of the Maharam, that there were those who were machmir, and they stood while the Sefer Torah was being read. That's the way the Rama qualifies the statement of the Mechaber, but again, it makes it clear in the way that the Rama presents it, that that is just a chumrah, it is not an obligation. We do not have an obligation to stand while the Sefer Torah is being read, but we do have an obligation to stand while the Sefer Torah is in motion, as we mentioned. Now, the Mishneh Berurah writes there that really the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is that we do not have an obligation to stand while the Sefer Torah is being read, but obviously the Ole LaTorah, the one who's getting the Aliyah, as well as the Baal Koreh, who is reading from the Sefer Torah, they are supposed to be standing. It's a whole discussion, not for this shiur this evening, a whole discussion about somebody who's in a wheelchair and whether or not they're allowed to take an aliyah. We'll talk about that some other time. It's a very important topic to discuss. But the reason why we try to be machmir and some people stand while the Sefer Torah is being read is not because al pi halacha you have an obligation, but rather the Achronim say it's because we should feel the same kind of sensational feeling that the Jewish people had when they stood at Har Sinai and heard the words of the Torah. After all, by Har Sinai, it says that the entire Jewish people stood. Anochi omeid ben Hashem uvein Echem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I stood in between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. And everybody was there, everybody was present, and everybody was in an upright position. And therefore, there's this idea that we should try and stand while hearing Kriyas HaTorah. And the Rama quotes it in the name of the Maharam. But it is certainly not an absolute obligation to do so. There is a fascinating discussion that is quoted by some of the recent Achronim. They quote it from one of the contemporaries of the Rush, and they say that he said anybody who stands in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, which we've seen, many people stand, some people sit, but many people stand, but he says that anybody who stands in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah is considered to be an apikoros. Now, what does that mean? Why would a person be considered to be an apikoros if they stand in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? And he suggests because there is a pasuk in Sefer Ezra, where the pasuk says, "Ukepischo amdu kal ha'am." When Ezra opened up the Sefer Torah, it says that the entire people who was gathered there to listen to Ezra reading from the Sefer Torah, all of them stood, amdu kal ha'am. And therefore, he says, there were those who thought that it means that whenever we hear the Sefer Torah being read, we all have to stand. However, if you look carefully in the Gemara Maseches Sota, the Gemara says, no, that is not what the pasuk in Sefer Ezra means. Upepischo amdu kal ha'am does not mean that everybody stood. Rather, it means that everybody was silent. Ukepischo amdu kal ha'am says the Gemara, we have an obligation to be silent when the Torah is being read from. And therefore, he says, anybody who stands during Kriyas HaTorah shows that they don't believe in the drasha of Chazal. They don't believe that Chazal understood the pasuk the way they did in Maseches Sota, that Amida doesn't mean standing, but rather Amida means that one has to be silent. What's very clear from the Gemara is that in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, even if you want to be Machmir to stand, or if you want to be Mekel to sit, whichever one it is, you have to always make sure that you follow what the Gemara says, which is Ukepischo amdu kal ha'am, that everybody must remain absolutely silent throughout the duration of Kriyas HaTorah. So that's with regard to standing when we have the Sefer Torah in motion. That's with regard to standing when we have the Sefer Torah being read from. And now we move on to the next issue, which is, what about standing when the Sefer Torah is in the Aron HaKodesh? So we know that throughout the Yamim Noraim season, we open up the Aron for Avinu Malkeinu, we open up the Aron for many Slichos, we open up the Aron for Hoshanos. And the question is, do we have to stand up when the Aron HaKodesh is open, when the Sefer Torah is not in motion at all, but we're all staring at the Aron HaKodesh itself? So the Rashba addresses this in a tshuva, and the Rashba writes that there is a hidur to stand up whenever the Aron Kodesh is open, because the Sifrei Torah are within my eyesight. The Sefer Torah is exposed. And therefore, says the Rashba, there is an idea of covered Sefer Torah to stand up when I see the Sefer Torah, even in the Aron Kodesh. However, the Rashba qualifies that, and he makes it very clear that this is not an obligation. The Rama quotes this Lahalacha in Yeradeya, Simon Reish Mem Beis, that we do not need to stand up when the Sefer Torah is there in the Aron HaKodesh, even when the Parochas is open, because he says this really does not follow the guidelines that we mentioned. The Sefer Torah is not in motion, the Sefer Torah is not being read from, and therefore he says we really would not have an absolute obligation to do so. And the Taz quotes this as well, where he writes that even if you have the Sefer Torah sitting on the Shulchan, meaning we're about to lean from it, or let's say during Yizkor, sometimes we leave the Sefer Torah on the Shulchan, or sometimes right before Tkiyas Shofar, the rabbi gives a drasha, and we leave the Sefer Torah on the Shulchan. So why don't we have to stand up when we have the Sefer Torah exposed on the Shulchan? So the answer is, writes the Taz, a new idea. And that is because the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Vav, that when you have a space that is Gavoa Yud, when you have a space that is 10 Tvachim tall, and has the width of 4 Tvachim, that is already considered to be a reshus bifnei atzma. That is considered to be a separate reshus, a separate entity, a separate place. And therefore, he says, when you have a shulchan, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 wide, that now is considered to be a separate reshus. And because it's a separate reshus, therefore I do not have to stand up when the Sefer Torah is there. It's as if it's in its own room. It's as if it's in a room that has glass walls and glass windows, and I'm able to see into it, but I would have no obligation to stand up then. And therefore, he explains, this is the reason why, as well, when you have a Sefer Torah that is standing inside of the Aron HaKodesh, I would not have an obligation to stand up in its presence, because after all, it is in a Reshus Bifnei Atzmo, which is also the explanation why it is that the rabbi is allowed to give a drasha with his back to the Aron HaKodesh, to the Sefer Torah. As we know, the Rambam writes that one of the aspects of Kavod HaTorah is that we have to make sure never to turn our backs to a Sefer Torah. And the question then becomes, the Achronim raise an issue, how does the rabbi dare get up and give a drasha and turn his back right to the Sefer Torah, right to the Aron HaKodesh? How can he do that? And the answer, writes the Taz, is because we know that the Aron HaKodesh is 10 tefachim tall and it's 4 tefachim wide, and therefore we have a right to assume that this is now considered a reshus bifnei atzma. It's considered to be a totally separate Rishus, a totally separate location, and therefore I would have no obligation to stand in its presence, because after all, it is considered to be in another room. And therefore he says, that is why the rabbi has a right to give a drasha there, even though it would seem to be a lack of kavodat Torah. Again, we've seen many rabbanim who on their way to give a drasha will kiss the parochas and show kavod, but either way, the Rambam says you're not allowed to turn your back, so how can we do that? The answer is, it's considered to be in its own rishus, and therefore this would not be an issue. The Shaar HaTzion does mention in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, it's in a different place, he writes that when you're setting up a shul, it would not be proper, even if it's going to get more seats in and it's a problem of space, he still says it would not be proper to set up people's seats that they're going to be permanently sitting with their backs to the Sefer Torah. That would not be a proper thing, even though it's true that they are going to be in a separate rishus, 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide in the Aron Kodesh, but he says on a regular basis, on a derech keva, that would be something that would seem to be inappropriate, and it would not be something that we're comfortable with the setup and the structure of a shul being laid out and formulated in such a way. But in a general sense, he writes, this would be something that is certainly permissible. There is an interesting discussion, just as an aside, in the Radvaz. The Radvaz quotes the Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim that say, why is it that when we have an Aron HaKodesh, when you're structuring an Aron HaKodesh, why is it that we put the Sifrei Torah in an upright position? Why don't we have shelves in the Aron and just insert the Sifrei Torah into the shelves? Wouldn't that be safer for the Sifrei Torah? You always watch as people go up to do psicha, where they take out a Sefer Torah, Hatzah, V'achnasa, you know that we're always going to be worried. Maybe he's going to drop it, maybe it's not going to be put in properly, and something's going to happen. Wouldn't it be easier if we just had shelves? Why don't we just lay down the Sifrei Torah? And after all, Rabbeinu Tam said, that's the way that the luchos were placed into the Aron. There was a shelf in the Aron HaKodesh, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and they inserted the luchos into the shelf. So why don't we do the same thing that was done in the Beis HaMikdash with the Aron HaKodesh and the luchos? The truth is, Rabbeinu Tam says that if it were up to him, he would have constructed the Aron Kodesh that way. But he says, I'm not a construction worker, and I'm not so handy, and I don't know how to build an Aron, and it was built the way it is, but if it was up to me, he says, I would have done it that way. And the Radvaz says, that's unacceptable. How can you say such a thing? Every single shul in the world has an Aron Kodesh built in the same way, with the Sifrei Torah in an upright position. Do you think that's just a mistake? Do you think that was by happenstance? You think that just every single shul made the same mistake and none of the Rabbanim were involved in building the Aron Kodesh and the way it was supposed to be done properly? The Radvaz says that is an unacceptable position to adopt. You cannot say that the reason why they're not lying down is simply because of a structural mistake. So this is an interesting discussion. Why is it that we have the Sifrei Torah in an upright position the way that all of our shuls do? Why don't we have it laying down the same way it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Radvaz gives many, many different explanations to this. One of them, he says, is because the reason why we have Sifrei Torah in the shul is because we read from it on a consistent basis. In the Beis HaMikdash, we never read from the Luchos. So you put it in a shelf, and that's good enough. You never have to take it out. But over here, he says, the whole purpose, the objective of having the Sifrei Torah present in the shul is that we should have the ability, likros bo b'chol sho, we should be able to read from it at any time that we need to. And therefore, he says, if anybody runs into the shul and wants to read a pasuk in Chumash, they should be able to open up the Sefer Torah right there in the Aron Kodesh and see it right away. If we had shelves, he argues, you wouldn't be able to do so. So therefore, we do it in an upright position that everyone should be able to do it. And then it gets a little bit complicated because the Radvaz writes, we also, in the Aron Kodesh, we not only had the Luchos, but we also had a Sefer Torah. So if there was a Sefer Torah in there, what was the purpose of that? Well, the Kohen Gadol used to read from that Sefer Torah when he did Hakel, or I'm sorry, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would read from the Sefer Torah, or the Melech, when he performed the mitzvah of Hakel, used to read from that Sefer Torah. So therefore, says the Radvaz, why wasn't that Sefer Torah in an upright position? So he gets into all the details of that discussion. It's a fascinating conversation, but what we're going to have to discuss tomorrow is, yes, we just spoke about all the times that we have an obligation to stand, which points us to the issue of Simchas Torah, and that is, how could it be that when we have Sifrei Torah moving around the shul, how could it be that there are so many people in the shul structure itself that are seated at the times of the Hakafos? Doesn't that seem to be contrary to the very basic halacha that we discussed of Kavod HaTorah and what we are expected to do as a result of being presence in the presence of a Sefer Torah that is in motion. We're going to have to discuss that tomorrow, but until then, I wish all of you a wonderful evening.